Hello.
Hello, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support. Did you request a call back?
And just who is customer support?
We are a third-party call center. We service over 400 different online vendors and products here. Do you have a product list or an account?
I do not have any products with you that I know of. And I'm being charged $56.95 for the last 3 months. And I want to know why.
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to help you. Do you mind providing me with your zip code and your name to see if I can locate the charge for you?
My name is Mr. Albert Milheim. My zip code is 17756.
Okay. Thank you for that. And just for security purposes of the account, can I ask that you verify the shipping address for me, please?
77 Van Dyne Loop, VANDINE, all one word, Loop, LOOP, Muncie, MUNCY, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for that information. So I do have an account located. I show that there was a contest entry to win a toolbox that was submitted with our company for $5.74. That also initiated...
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yes, sir. That also initiated a membership to the Factory Direct Savings Store to where you would receive an email.
I did not okay that.
Yes,
I was
sir,
not even aware of that.
Yes, sir. So were you calling to cancel the account today?
I didn't know I had an account.
Well, I am terribly sorry for any confusion. The offer explains in the terms that you would be enrolled into the Factory Direct membership until you call in to cancel.
I did. Whoa. And just where was this information at?
On the initial.
It was not online.
Okay,
it was not
go ahead.
On anything that I entered.
All right, Mr. Albert.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I am again sorry for any confusion. It was mentioned on the offer to the initial contest entry to win that toolbox. Now, what I can go ahead and do for you today is cancel this account. This will prevent all future billing effective immediately, and I can also provide you with the cancellation confirmation number.
Yeah, and I want my last 3 months returned.
Well, those charges are valid, Mr. Albert. We wouldn't be able to tamper with those charges. However, what
they
I can do for you...
They are valid when I was not informed of them?
Well, you were informed per
and
the terms and conditions.
I did not authorize you to take anything out of my account of anything.
So what I can do for you as a courtesy is process a 35% refund back towards this latest charge.
No, I'll just tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn you people in. This is fraud. So it is. Plain and simple. You're not the first one or the last one I've turned in. The last one, it cost me $20,000 because I sued them. And that's just what's going to happen here.
Well, sir, we do have those terms and conditions.
I did not authorize you people to enter any of my accounts whatsoever.
Yes, sir. So what I can go ahead and do for you?
You have done that. You have taken money out of my account. So therefore, it's fraud. Now, you got one choice. And one choice only. Because if I don't get my money back, all of it, all 3 months of $56.95, I will be calling my lawyer and he will be filing. And when I get done, it won't be $56.95. I could use another $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. I'm done with this bullshit of you kind of people out there, bilking the people out of money. Just because you think you can get away with it. Yes, you went into my account. You took money out without authorization. Period. That's fraud and theft, as a matter of fact. So you got a choice. You got 48 hours. If I don't see any kind of rebate back to my my account, which is my Sportsman's Guide account that you took it from without authorization, you will wish the hell you did. Do I make myself quite clear? Oh, what'd you do? Hang up on me?
No, Mr. Albert, I'm still here. I'm just letting you speak. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, you don't need to. I can interrupt any time you feel like it. Because right now,
sir,
I'm speaking the law. You see, I used to be a federal agent. So I know what the law is.
Okay, Mr. Albert, the most that I can do for you as a courtesy would be to process back a 50% credit on the latest charge.
A 50% on the latest. And that leaves another $118, $119 plus whatever half of that is, which is another 20-some bucks that you
the
got.
The account was not canceled,
illegally.
Sir. The
what?
Account was not canceled, so you're going to be recharged each month until you call to cancel.
Well, I was not aware that I even had an account.
Well, I'm sorry about that inconvenience or
confusion. You're sorry,
sir,
about it. Well, you'll be sorrier when my lawyer gets done. Thank you. Goodbye.